Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is February 26, 2009, day 32. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding myself of the porn in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me on this adventure of ridding the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. I must apologize for yesterday. I had the day wrong, even though it's, you know, it's close. I said it was February 30th. It's February 26th today. So yesterday's podcast was February 25th. So anyway, I wanted to let you know, I sounded a little weird in that last podcast. And I thought I'd try something a little bit different. And I was actually listening to some music and stuff in the background to try and encourage me during the last podcast to help myself and help you. I actually sounded a little weird and almost drugged or something, but that wasn't the case, actually. So I apologize for that. That really wasn't the best sounding podcast. It was okay. What I said, I really meant and felt, but I just want to let you know, my voice was weird or something in that, and I thought I'd just let you know. So anyway, today's been pretty good. Still staying away from porn. I think that's 7 days now. It's a very long time for me. It's an entire week to stay away from looking at any porn whatsoever. So that's tough for me. So if you're in the same boat and you're there, lots more to go, but, you know, hopefully forever to go. But, you know, at this point, that's where we're at. So I thought I'd show, I have three verses to share with you tonight that speak to me and hopefully you. You know, basically instructions from the Bible. So 1 Corinthians 6:18. Now I'm using the New Living Translation. Like I said before, use whatever translation you want. Basically, the New Living Translation just kind of makes it more more real, but if you prefer, to me, you know, I actually look at the originals to see if, you know, if it's changed meaning, that sort of thing. That's important to me. But I tend to find that when reading in general, the New Living Translation is my preferred one, at least for now. So 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, "Run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body." And again, that's 1 Corinthians 6:18. So, you know, it's kind of hard to think that we're sinning against our own body. I have a hard time with that, you know, because I think, who cares? You know, our body's an earthly body. It doesn't go with us when we leave earth and die, you know. It doesn't go anywhere but in the ground. Or burnt, or what, you know, whatever your preference, or, you know, or whatever the other different ways you could be disposed of are. And as gruesome as that sounds, I mean, it's the truth. So the strange thing is, there's no other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. Well, that's pretty evident in that it affects the way we look at women, people, and lust and that sort of thing. But it's a sin against our own body. And the key is, in case you didn't know, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Bible also says that. I don't have that verse in front of me, but it does say that. And you can look it up for yourself. I'm actually looking at YouVersion.com right now. It's got a bunch of different translations of the Bible and pretty helpful. So if it's a sin against our own body, you know, you can kind of assume that the Holy Spirit, you know, that's going to affect your decisions and that sort of thing. And I see that myself. I, in fact, you can almost feel that, as strange as that sounds. And you probably know what I'm talking about. If not, that, that's fine. But, either way, I'm sure you have some notion of what I'm talking about. The other verse I wanted to share is Matthew 15:19. It says, "For from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander." And the reason this verse is significant to me, and it should be to anybody, but I mean significant in particular, is that after dealing with porn for so long and sexual sin and that sort of thing, I just think, I've learned that it's as simple as it is, and the Bible says it over and over, it's your heart. It's the condition of your heart. God favored David, King David, because he had a, I'm sorry, forget the exact words. He was someone after God's own heart. So that tells me that the state of our heart obviously makes a difference. So if we can train ourselves and pray and hope, help ask God to help change our heart and our attitude towards what we're dealing with sinfully, or in sin, we can change and do what He wants, move our focus off from ourselves, off from our lusts and passions for things that we shouldn't be having passion about, and on to Him. That's hard. It's hard for me. Like I said, this is 7 days without porn. That's the longest I've gone. And honestly, could be years. I don't really know. I don't keep track usually. I do sort of for the sake of this. As we get further out, as long as I'm not looking at porn, I don't even care. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm just going to ask how we're all doing. Again, Mark, actually, just looking at this, Mark 7:21 reiterates what Matthew 15:19 said. For from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual morality, theft, and murder. So if I can change that, I don't have a problem with sexual, well, I'm sorry, I don't have a problem with theft and murder. Adultery, I don't have a problem with. Lying, I don't have a problem with. Slander, maybe, and evil thoughts, maybe. So if I've become focused to the right thing as far as what theft, lying, that sort of thing, I don't have the desire to do that in my heart. I just don't. You may, I don't, but if that's the case, I can have my desire to look at porn shift like that also. I can't do it by myself, and only God can help me with that part. But I certainly think, or I know God can do it. Let me read one more verse with you. This is from Philippians 1:6, and it's completely a shift from away from what we were just talking about, pretty much. And it says, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion, onto completion until the day of Jesus Christ," or Christ Jesus. Let me read that one more time. "Being confident of this," that part, you can look up Philippians 1:5. This is just what we're focusing on. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I mentioned last time, I think that day is coming a lot sooner than most of us think. At least I hope it is. Some things are getting pretty crazy in this world. So, for all our sakes, I hope that's the case. But, that means he began a good work in me. I believe God wants me to do this podcast. It's unique in that I haven't heard anything like it before. I'm not doing it to get money or anything like that. I'm doing it to help myself and hopefully help you guys. That said, this is, I'm big on the internet stuff, that sort of thing. I want my focus to be on God. It is so hard for me to do that, but I want that to be the case. And if I have to do this every day to remind myself, to know that I have some accountability not only to myself and to God, but to my listeners as well, how can I'm like so many other Christians, we've been called hypocrites, and it's true. We're probably the worst hypocrites there are. And, I've never said I'm not. I've never said I'm a good Christian. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sort of in a position of leadership at church. I refuse to be a leader in the sense of being a true leader, because I need to have this in the right place and have my heart in the right place before I can talk to kids. So I've mentioned before, if we keep our focus on God, it will make it easier for us. If we can read every day, verses. Now, let me be honest with you. These are the only times I've read the Bible today. No, I take that back. I helped out in youth group past night, and I read a couple of verses as I was helping out the pastor, as I do some tech stuff. So, I am just as much in this as you. Maybe more so I'm involved with this in trying to fight this. So, I need to get in a point in my life where I'm real. And I am real. If people ask me, I'm not going to lie to them. But I'm real. But I need to be sincere in my love for people and not for myself. And I think this plays a lot into it. So, that said, like I mentioned before, I think we're going to do a pod, or not just this podcast, but do a different website as well. To help with porn, not just myself, but others. It's going to be very unique. There's a bunch of other, there's a few out there that are really big, Triple X Church in particular. I'm not crazy about their approach. That would be too much of a temptation for me, the stuff they're doing. That doesn't mean that's wrong per se. I have a different idea. So if you have any ideas or what you think would help, or you'd love to help and you've been dealing with this and you're being helped by this, let me know. And we'll talk about that. Email me at helpmequitporn@gmail.com. That's the best place to get a hold of me. I check it every day, and I'll get back to you. I've had a few people email me, and I've already gotten back to them. So hopefully this helps. And, it's hard, but let's just keep looking forward and looking to God to help us with this. Let's say a good prayer or a quick prayer, and we'll be on our way for today. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for all you've given us. We thank you for the ability and the freedoms we have. We thank you that you put the correct desires in our heart, even though they war against the others. We ask, Lord, that you would guide us, help us look to you in our times of need, and help us stay away from the things we know that will destroy us. We thank you for your Son, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you next time.